This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Dr. Francis Collins, the former director of the National Institute of Health, tells 60 Minutes he fears that aggressive downsizing of the agency could impact America's health for generations. Right now, numbers of stroke are down, but that could change. 60 Minutes correspondent Sharon Alfonsi has more.
The confusion in Bethesda has also paralyzed many of the 2,500 universities and institutes that rely on the NIH to help fund their research. So far, nearly 800 grants have been terminated, some on HIV and AIDS, trans health, and COVID-19, after researchers were told their work was no longer an agency priority.
It's the 50th anniversary of the Gift of Life Donor Dash, where hundreds of families in Philadelphia run and walk to celebrate the city's Gift of Life program. KYW Radio's Shara Day Howard was at the Philadelphia Navy Yard talking to organ donors and recipients.
Stephen Soltis and his wife, Dell, attend the Donor Dash every year, since Stephen received not one but two organ donations, a liver and a pancreas.
I know I can never repay the gift I've been given, but I'm trying to at least honor it.
Whether it's a 10K run or a 5K walk, the Donor Dash is a way, he says, to thank the donors and celebrate the Gift of Life community. Jen and Jim Gaddy say the same in honor of their teenage son, Cole, who died in 2023 but lives on through his gift.
It's a hard decision to make, but it's the right decision to make.
At least 11 people were killed and dozens injured in Vancouver after a car rammed into a crowd of revelers. It was during a Filipino Heritage Day festival. Police have a suspect in custody and say there are no indicators of any kind of ideological motive behind the attack. Here's CBS's Anna Schechter.
The suspect is a 30-year-old Vancouver man. He was arrested at the scene after bystanders and witnesses intervened to detain him. This was right after he drove his vehicle into a crowd, but a motive is unknown, according to police, at this time.
Kim Kardashian will testify in Paris at a trial she's been waiting almost 9 years for. The suspects are known as the Grandpa Robbers, since they were mainly in their 60s and 70s. CBS's Elaine Cobb has more.
10 people go on trial in Paris on charges relating to the armed robbery in October 2016. The TV celebrity was in Paris for Fashion Week. Several men burst into her hotel room, tied her up and gagged her, and made their escape on bicycles with nearly $10 million worth of her jewelry.
The trial took 9 years to get going because several of the suspects had major health issues and one died this week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Motherhood to me is everything.
They have no days off. They're so resilient, so strong, and so underrated.
They are 24/7 on call.
I wouldn't be where I am today without her support and guidance.
She just pulled her boots on every day and went to work.
She taught me the importance of being self-reliant and kind, but not a doormat.
Mom is the pillar of our ranch.
She's the backbone of our family.
I'm very fortunate that I grew up with a great mom, and I'm even more fortunate that I've got a great mom for my children.
Boot Barn, keep west.
Hearing a lot about how tariffs will be impacting us, but please not our morning coffee.
The coffee industry has been hit hard over the past 9 months, as Jeff Taylor with Bird Rock Coffee. Base level coffee pricing has been rising, and now the influence of tariffs.
All of our coffee comes from Latin America, from Africa. Now there's a 10% tariff on all those countries.
As coffee prices continue their upward movement, it's wait and see for both coffee roasters and consumers.
National Coffee Association and the SCA are working to take tariffs off of coffee. It's nothing more than a tax. Not doing anything to help the U.S. economy. It's just hurting consumers.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, and Bad Company will be inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're in a class that also includes Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, The White Stripes, and Soundgarden. Salt and Pepper, the first female rap act to achieve gold and platinum status, and the late singer-songwriter Warren Zevon will get the Musical Influence Award. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear tonight, mid-40s, mostly sunny and breezy on Monday, highs near 67, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. Winds gust to 35 Monday night with some showers and thunderstorms. Showers and storms to start your Tuesday, then partly sunny, 57. Right now, it's 49.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Spend behind these county bars.
head. I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
When we're all alone, keep it up, girl.
get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's reports start at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Get around, round, round, I get around. Get around, round, round, I get around. Get around, round, round, I get around. And timeless hits, WRJN.
gonna say you love me too.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important. And it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. Guns.
Yeah.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Vigils are taking place in Vancouver to honor at least 11 people who were killed at a festival. A suspect is in custody and has been charged with 8 murders so far. Police say they may have a lead on a motive. CBS News correspondent Elise Preston.
Authorities have said that they do not believe that terrorism was at play here. They say that this 30-year-old Vancouver man that they have identified as the driver was known to them and had interactions with law